Paul Wellstone was, by his own account, not your typical United States senator.
I'm a populist. I mean, you know, I focus on the bread and butter economic issues. And, you know, in greater Minnesota, I'm always taking on these big conglomerates that have muscled their way to the dinner table and pushing family farmers out. And I'm a reformer.
That's from an interview he gave me 1 week ago in St. Paul, where he was campaigning for a third term. And while we couldn't have known it then, it turns out that his career in the Senate was framed by speeches on the same issue. At the very first and almost at the last, the issue was war with Iraq. The son of Russian Jewish immigrants, Wellstone was long a political science professor at Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota. He had been active in community organizing and in the anti-war movement. He won his first election in 1990, and when he made his maiden speech in January of 1991, it was to warn that President George H.W. Bush was on the verge of what Wellstone saw as a terrible mistake.
I rise to speak in this chamber for the first time with a very heavy heart. I wanted my first speech to be about children and education and health care and a credible energy policy and the environment. I never thought that the first time I would have an opportunity to speak in this chamber, the topic would be such a grave topic: life and death.
In 1991, Paul Wellstone voted against war in Iraq in that first speech, and he did so again just this month.
I don't really know what the breakdown is in terms of X percentage this way or that way, but I will tell you this, colleagues, people in Minnesota and our country, they're worried about this. They're worried about our going at it alone. They're worried about what might happen to our sons and daughters in Iraq.
In the years between those two Senate speeches on Iraq, Paul Wellstone was often a lone vote of dissent. But he was very proud of the things he accomplished, as well as his self-described role of watchdog. He was such a constant advocate of veterans' benefits that this most ardent dove was endorsed by the veterans of foreign wars. Paul Wellstone told me last week that politics isn't so much about issues as about a sense of trust.
People have to like you to vote for you. Mm-hmm. So I think it's overall people just sort of having a connection with you and saying, well, even if I don't agree with him, I think most of the time he's on our side. I think this is someone who knows me, knows my family, knows my community, and is a good senator for us. I think that's ultimately going to be what it's going to get down to, who people trust, believe in, and believe are on their side.
But how then do the issues of the day relate to that sense of trust? For example, is Iraq an issue in this election?
I think people in Minnesota will decide. I mean, I will tell you this in a hopefully not too emotional a way, given the fact that we could even see a loss of life. We owe everything to our military people, you know, who we asked to do this. And therefore, as a senator, it was up to me to render my best judgment. I rendered my best judgment. I will say this. I don't have any idea. That's the honest answer, how it affect the election. Mm-hmm. I will thank people in Minnesota for the rest of my life, however this turns out. I think it's going to turn out well. I think we can win because people have been incredibly respectful, even if they haven't agreed with my vote. That's one thing I can tell you for sure. In other words, just saying, look, we know that you voted your conviction and what you thought was right. That's been the biggest deal to me.
Paul Wellstone was 58 years old when he died in an airplane crash today while campaigning in northern Minnesota.